play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to Minooka High School. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Minooka, Illinois, for Game 2 of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Game 2 of the day, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Minooka Indians. Streaks 10-10 after their win earlier today over the Providence Catholic Celtics. Minooka comes in with a record of 11-6. Streaks will start the same way they have throughout the season. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg at the guards across the front line. Emily Miner, Yvonne Mixon, and Chloe McCarthy. For the Minooka Indians, Sierra Bachman, 5'7 junior guard. 5'3 senior is Jenna Roberts. In the middle, they'll have Savannah Johnson, 6 foot and a junior, and 6 foot and big. Also, Macy Alexa playing at a guard, 5'6 and a senior. And their other starter will be just a sophomore, Sophie Darden, 5'8 and a sophomore. The Indians coached by Ray Liberatore. Of course, the Streets coached by Evan Massey. Galesburg in their road black with silver numbers trimmed in white. Silver and white trim on the shorts and the jerseys. Emily Miner steps into the center circle of 5'11 and for Minooka in their home white trimmed in black and orange. Black numbers with orange trim. It'll be Savannah Johnson jumping center. Now, Savannah Johnson, not only she's somewhat imposing, not because Emily Miner's an athletic looking girl of 5'11. Johnson 6 foot, 6'1, and big as well.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a mountain of a girl.
And she wins the tip, and it goes to Sierra Bachman. She'll set it up for the Indians. Top of the key, this is Alexa. Right wing, it goes to Bachman. Down on the block, nice job by Yvonne Mixon getting in front, stealing the pass away.
Good start for the Streaks. That's what you want to do. They're going to try to establish Johnson inside, and Streaks able to keep it out of her hands. And now we got a foul on Johnson. Count the basket.
They're thinking of
travel.
Wow. Wow. The two officials looked at each other. I thought it was to determine whether they were going to give her continuation because Emily did a nice up and under move and got fouled.
Well, there was a lot of contact.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know about that. All right. So this is Bachman with the basketball. For Minooka, right wing it goes to Roberts. High post, it's Johnson. Down on the low block, Darden to Johnson, and she traveled with it. We'll bring it back the other way.
Darden ended with the ball.
Oh, I'm sorry. Other way. It's 41-51. Yeah. That's got me confused.
Yeah. Darden caught the ball on the baseline and traveled.
So Johnson from the high post threw the pass in. Emily Miner, top of the key, right wing, Kelsey Legs. He's wide open.
Yeah,
didn't
I'm surprised she didn't pull the trigger.
As Minooka playing the man-to-man, as Coach Massey mentioned they like to do. This is Andrea Sampson on the dribble, brings it back out between the circles, gives to Kelsey Legg in the center circle. Just under a minute gone here this afternoon, no score. Emily Miner to Yvonne Mixon, top of the key out, high left side. Kelsey Legg back to her pass, tried to get to Emily Miner, the pass was tipped, and Bachman comes up with it for Minooka. Bachman on the run, stops left side, shot blocked by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey brings down the rebound, down court, and lost a handle on it, and Kelsey somehow able to get control of it. Passes over to Chloe McCarthy on the left side, can't hit, but she is fouled, and the foul's going to go against Sophie Darden. That was a great defensive play as Bachman did the smart thing. Instead of trying to go all the way in, she stopped and pulled up from about 8 feet. But Kelsey was able to stop and go up and block the shot and bring down the rebound.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that's the thing I think that's missing from a lot of high school basketball and somewhat in college is that little mid-range stop and pop jumper. You just don't see it very much. And right there, she did try to take advantage of it and got her shot blocked.
Chloe McCarthy was 4 for 5 in the game earlier today. Missed that one. Makes the second. Streaks lead 1-0. 6:34 to play first quarter.
Well, the team's traded turnovers the first four possessions. Good to see Streaks finally get on the board.
Pass over the top. It was Bachman to Johnson, and the Streaks got there too late. Johnson puts it up, and then smart move by Emily Miner not to go for the block and pick up a foul. It's the Streaks turn it over now. This is Bachman on the run, right side. Down, leans in, and she's going to get it and one. That was a smart play by Bachman, as Andrea Sampson actually did a decent job defensively, but Bachman went and kind of, as she was going up, leaned in and really kind of initiated the contact without pushing off. And Bachman puts it up and in. 2 points and the free throw. First foul on Andrea Sampson. Lauren Campbell checks in as she replaces Chloe McCarthy. So Sierra Bachman at the free throw line. First shot is up, or actually it's one shot, and it's up and in. And make it
5-1.
5-1. Manuka with the lead.
Oh boy,
Streaks turned it over.
Another one of those unforced turnovers.
Yeah, they came on pressured a little bit, and Kelsey kind of lobbed the pass over the top, and Yvonne couldn't really get to it.
Yeah, and we see that way too much with this team. It's just one of those passes that, you know, you can avoid, but you're trying to make something happen out of nothing. And right there, just the smarter pass would have been to pass fake or to at least come to a stop before making that pass.
Riley Chalkley into the ball game for the Streaks. This is Darden with it, high post. Backdoor pass knocked away. Ball goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up.
Jump ball.
Yvonne was kind of sliding across the floor with Bachman trying to get the ball away from her, but they finally called the jump ball. Possession arrow points toward the Streaks. So Galesburg has it. This is Emily Miner, right wing, top of the key. Riley Chalkley back out high right side. Andrea Sampson with it. Andrea puts it on the floor, gets to Emily, top of the key. Over the top to Yvonne Mixon, went in and got fouled, and it's going to go against
Macy Alexa, I believe.
Alexa is going to get the call.
Good pass, though, from Emily, going high post, low post with Yvonne Mixon. So Yvonne gets the foul and goes to the line.
And part of what made that happen, you had Johnson pulled away from the basket out there guarding Emily. So there was nobody in there that she was able to get the pass over the top to Yvonne, who goes to the free throw line and hits the first.
Yvonne on the season, just 11 of 31 from the stripe, so now 12 of 32.
Kelsey Legg back in, replacing Riley Chalkley. 5:35 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 5-2. Yvonne Mixon at the free throw line. Had 6 points in the game earlier. 5 rebounds, broke a string of, 3 straight games with double-digit rebounds.
Yeah.
And hits 2 free throws, make it 5-3. 5.5 to play first quarter on the dribble. This is Roberts on the right side, gives out high to Bachman. Bachman spins to the free throw line, 15-footers off the mark. Yvonne Mixon skies for the rebound, outlets to Kelsey Legg.
She also spent most of that game in foul trouble.
That's true. Lauren Campbell now, the 3 left wing, in and out, no good. Yvonne Mixon with the
travel,
free. Yvonne came down and just kind of lost her footing as she came down and traveled with it. It was trying to reestablish her footing to go up with a shot, but traveled with it.
Well, it looked like her ankle rubbered up on her, so I was wondering if she stepped on somebody's foot.
Roberts, top of the key, picks up, looks for help, and what is that?
What? We're
getting
a blocking call
on somebody.
Kelsey?
Okay, the girl handling the ball had picked it up. I'm not sure how you get a block out. I mean, maybe she reached or something. I just don't understand.
Yeah, blocking's a weird.
Yeah. Oh, boy, backdoor pass somehow got through to Bachman. She missed it, got her own rebound, and put it back up and in. Streaks fell asleep on that one. Right wing, Andrea Sampson drives baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, missed it, and it's Darden with a rebound on the weak side.
Yeah, I think what happened on that last play was the Streaks thought the ball was going to the near post, and so everybody jumped that, and it actually traveled over the top.
Now Johnson misses the bunny on the right side, but the rebound comes down to Alexa. Shot gets blocked and knocked away, and it's going to go back to Manuka on the left baseline. 4:41 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 7-3. It'll be Roberts to inbound. And it comes to Bachman. Now on high it goes to Alexa. Down to the block, Darden turns around, and kind of a fadeaway 8-footer is up and good for Sophie Darden. And Coach Massey calls the timeout with 4:31 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 9-3 thanks to Galesburg Nissan. 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, and driving a really nice pre-owned 2015 Nissan Rogue. It's got everything on it. This has got the backup camera and then the over-the-top view as well. So if you're in like a parallel parking spot or a spot a parking lot with cars next to you, you can see on both sides of you from like a view that looks like it's over the top of the car. But the great thing right now that they've got going, and this is absolutely free, costs you nothing. We're talking about a pro-certified lifetime warranty. Unlimited time, unlimited mileage, costs you nothing. Your vehicle includes a lifetime powertrain warranty if it is 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles on it. So you need to talk to them about that. Again, costs you nothing. Sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Andrea Sampson, left wing, bounces for Dage Rage into the ball game, got knocked away, and I thought some contact there by Jenna Roberts, and I thought if you don't call the foul, I thought the ball went off of Deja.
Right, well, and Deja was definitely frustrated, and she thought better of it, just walked away.
Inbound to Andrea Sampson, left wing, fakes the three, penetrates, kicks out to Lauren Campbell, right wing for three, too strong. Rebound, Emily Miner, fought it away from Johnson. Great hustle by Emily. Streaks will reset against the Minooka man-to-man. Two games in a row here today, man-to-man defense, the Streaks are saying. And I'll give credit to this Minooka man-to-man defense. They get out in pressure.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Lauren Campbell left wing, and now Bachman with quick hands steals it, knocks it away from Lauren Campbell, runs it all the way down right side. Nice pass to the left block to Darden up off the glass, too strong. Rebound Johnson, though, and kicks it out top to Roberts. Roberts drives down the left side, kicks it off to Johnson. Johnson was in the lane that entire time.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. She never left the lane.
No, that was at least 10 seconds she was in the lane.
I mean, if that's the kind of thing they're going to let go, it's going to be tough for the Streaks because she's the kind of player you can't let sit in the lane.
11-3, Minooka, 3:25 to play here in the first quarter. Left wing, Lauren Campbell fires a three. Missed that one. Kind of hurried it a little bit because the defense was closing out on her. And we go back the other way. This is Roberts, top of the key. Dribbles left down the left side lane. Gets a pick from Johnson, and now a travel's going to be called.
I didn't see the travel.
Yeah, I didn't
we'll
either.
Take it.
I saw a bump. I didn't see the travel, but we'll bring it back the other way. With 3:13 to play, three new players checking in for Coach Ray Liberatore. We will see Sydney Andriano, a 5'10 senior. Also, Zoe Caves, a 5'10 senior. And Allison Bugaiski, a 5'2 sophomore.
Much smaller lineup compared to what they just had out there.
Yeah, especially without Johnson out there. Megan Lingenfelter, a nice look underneath to Yvonne. Mixon down on the right block, up and in.
Good job by Yvonne to catch that and not travel, because she could have easily taken one extra step, and she kind of put her feet in mud.
Yeah, good job. Yvonne Mixon again knocked the pass away, and then it went off of Bachman. Last, she tried to pull her hand back like she didn't touch it. The official right on top of it, and a good call. Streaks will bring her back this way with under 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, trailing 11-5. Kelsey Legg to Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Gets to Megan Lingenfelter running down the left side lane. Up off the glass and in. That was nice to see. Megan getting in there with the post up. Puts it up and in.
Who had the pass?
Yvonne.
Thank you.
With the assist. 11-7 Minooka. Now it is Andriano. Right wing it goes to Bachman. Bachman penetrates baseline. Gets all the way across. Nobody cut her off. Left wing it goes to Alexa. Now top of the key. This is Bugaiski. Back to the right wing to Andriano. Or Caves rather. Now it's Bachman drives in. Straight on, about 5-footer, puts it up and in. She is quick. She's got a build that doesn't look like she would be all that quick, but she's very quick, quick hands as well. Chloe McCarthy with it, dribbles right. Goes to the wing, now picks up and gives to Yvonne Mixon out high on the right side.
Megan, she's wide open. Ooh. And this is going to be on Bachman. She swiped at the ball and got arm.
And that's the thing, you got to protect it because they're not going to call that every time because she's been kind of reaching and poking at it. And she got a steal from who was it earlier? Lauren maybe or somebody. And she got really, really quick hands. Back in for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson back in. Also Emily Meinert for the Streaks. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Streaks trail 13-7. Kelsey Legg inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Emily Meinert, right wing. Back to Kelsey on the baseline. Swing it over to Andrea Sampson, left wing. Pass a little bit high, so Andrea didn't have time to set and shoot before the defense closed out and had to go high for that one. We weren't sure she was going to get to it. Andrea between the circles, now dribbles right, goes to the wing, stops, gets to Emily going down the right side lane. She'll kick back to Chloe on the left wing. Now bounce for Kelsey. It's a good defense. They rotate very well. Now Kelsey fires a three from out high. Good! Kelsey Legg for three, her first basket of the ball game. And it's 13-10 with a minute and a half to play here in the first quarter.
And some momentum. The streakway is Sampson with a steal.
Now Emily Minard. And Emily somehow got it off to Chloe McCarthy. She'd gotten herself bottled up. And that was able to somehow get the ball to Chloe.
Well, and a good job by Chloe to keep running because she had to go get that ball.
Andrea for three left wing. Bounces too strong. And the rebound comes down to Bachman for Minooka. 1:05 to play in the quarter. Bachman with it on the dribble. Nice look underneath. No look, but not getting her hands on the pass was Andriano. And the ball is going to go back to Minooka as the streaks. I think the pass got tipped initially, then the streaks hit it and went off the baseline. I was reaching down, knocking the ball back out from under our table here on the corner of the court.
Sixth turnover of the game for the streaks.
56.8 to play in the first quarter. It is Minooka 12, Galesburg 10. Bugajski will walk it down for the Indians. Right side it goes to Bachman. She drives baseline, kicks out, and Andrea Sampson got her hands on the pass, couldn't reel it in. It's run down to the backcourt by Bugajski, and they didn't call the carry when she ran it down. 37 seconds to play. Bugajski right of the center circle.
You got trapped there. Trap.
Now it comes to Caves. Left wing it goes to Bachman. She fires a three. That's an air ball. But Minooka gets a rebound. Now a three right wing from Bugajski up and in. 19 seconds to play, 16-10, and did he just call a carry?
He did.
You're kidding me. Riley Jenkins just got called for carrying the ball. It never gets called. We see some people do it every time they dribble the ball, and Riley just got called for it. And we saw one down here on a ball that got loose in the backcourt.
By a player that was all by herself.
Wow, they nearly turned it over on the inbound. Bugajski wasn't paying attention, and Andriano had inbounded it to her. Bugajski had to run it down in front of her own bench. 8 seconds to play. Free throw line. Caves, 15-footer is up and good. Now make it 18-10. 1 second to play. Riley Jenkins from midcourt. A little bit short. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Minooka Indians 18, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Odzinski into the game for Minooka. Left wing it goes to Bugajski misses the three. Streaks have it. Second quarter just underway. Galesburg trailing 18-10. Tom Meredith there. Gibson at Minooka High School. Left wing. Megan Lingenfelter puts on the floor. Bounces for Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne able to gather it, get it back, and now kicks out to Kelsey left wing. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson for three. Good! First basket of the ball game for Andrea. And make it 18-13.
Streaks just hanging in there right now, hoping to get a run here at some point, but they got down 11-3 early, and they were able to claw back within just 3 points and now have a five-point deficit again.
And earlier in the day, they were down by 13 in the second half to Providence Catholic, came back and won the game 59-56. Left wing, this is Caves with it. Down on the block, it goes to Andriano. She turns and puts it up and in.
I wonder And now a three put up by Andrea, no good.
And Yvonne Hickson's got the rebound. My goodness, went up between two white jerseys, ripped it down, put it with a left hand up off the glass and in. That is six for Yvonne. Make it 20-15. Now down the other way, Yvonne's getting a call for the foul. And might have been okay. She brought the arm down. Might have been the left arm down on the body, though. So, Yvonne, just her first foul, though. She fouled out of the ballgame earlier today, and that's going to send Sydney Andriano to the free throw line with two shots. The third team foul on the streaks. Both the teams with three team fouls. 6.5 to play here. The first half. Streaks trail 20-15 as the first free throw is in and out. No good. I'm surprised he did not come back with some of the starters. Johnson not in and Darden not in. Maybe didn't feel they were working hard enough in the first quarter. Coach Liberatore. Second free throw up and good. And make it 21-15. Quickly back the other way, Andrea Sampson, right wing, back out to Kelsey Legg, right of the center circle.
Well, when Johnson went to the bench, she looked like she's breathing pretty heavy, so yeah. I'm wondering if she gets gas pretty quick.
Now a three from Andrea Sampson, out high right side, no good. Emily Miner skies for the rebound, five-footer up and no good, and down with Rita Andriano this time. Yeah, travel with it, and they didn't call it. She almost stepped out of bounds. Now it's Bachman with it out high left side. Out high right side, it goes to Caves. Free throw line, this is Andriano. Kicks out to Caves, and she traveled before the shot. Took a little hop step, missed it, and the ball goes out of bounds, and a push is going to be called on Andriano as she knocked Andrea Sampson out of bounds. That's going to be her first foul, fourth team foul now on Manuka. And, yeah, you know, I think you were kind of right. I don't know if she's used to playing against the athleticism she's seen from either Emily or Yvonne.
Yeah, when she got to the bench, she was really gassed. She was really sucking air, so I wonder if that had something to play into it. And also, it looks like he has pretty good depth on this team. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen anybody come in that seemed particularly weak. Now,
Bachman got the steal, then lost it off her own knee and back to the streaks. 5:44 to play first half. Of course, second game of the day for both teams.
Right, exactly.
And I don't know how up-tempo their game with Bloomington was. I know they won it by 7, I think, Coach said. I didn't hear what the score was. Kelsey Legg across midcourt right side to Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Over the top to Emily Miner, got knocked away from behind. Oh, my goodness. If that was not a foul, the ball came under our table again. Eric handled it. If that's not a foul, that's got to be Streak's ball. Either way, Coach Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 5:33 to play here in the first half. Streak's trailing 21-15, 30-second timeout. Streak's. Well, the Yalesburg High boys won their first game today. They beat Manuka, as a matter of fact. I think 48-42 was the final in that one. They'll be back in action coming up about 7 o'clock tonight. They'll take on the Maine South Hawks. And scheduled 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. I don't know if they have a built-in catch-up time in between with no game or not. So I don't know how close they'll be to being on time. Let's see what time. We're at 4:45. We should be fine getting out of our post-game before long before Brad and Steve are ready to take the air later tonight. Well, I'm sorry, 7:40 pregame. I'm sorry, 8 o'clock tip-off. I had that wrong earlier. Okay, so 7:40 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-night. So, yeah, we will definitely not have any problem. Yeah, we will not have any problem whatsoever with getting our postgame in. Getting a chance to talk with Coach Massey, among other things. 5.5 to play first half. Streaks trail 21-15. This is the sophomore Bugaiski on the dribble.
Traveled.
Yep. Back door goes to Bachman, who lays it up and in. It was a good play, except for the travel.
Yeah, well, it's a good play when it's not called, too.
Yeah.
Coach Massey called another timeout.
Yep, another 30. And, Bugaiski went to the left wing, gave it to Bachman, went and Bachman handed the ball back to her and then immediately took off and went back door, and the Streaks just weren't ready for it. And when she handed it, there was a travel. But anyway, Bugaiski, a good pass over the top back door. Bachman lays it up and in. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And right now, Galesburg Nissan is the new home of the lifetime warranty. That's right, the pro certified lifetime warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, absolutely no cost to you. Yes, it's free. Sounds too good to be true. It is not, and it is a great deal. It is on all vehicles 5 years old or newer, under 80,000 miles on them. Talk to them about it, ask them about it, and see if the vehicle you're looking at qualifies. If it's a new one, yeah, most definitely does. A lot of the pre-owned as well. Now a travel is going to be called on Corey McCarthy. They tied her up, and Streaks turn it over with 5:09 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 23-15.
It's the
Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Ninth turnover for the Streaks there.
Only had, what, 11 in the game earlier.
Yeah.
This is Bachman. Goes to the free throw line, dumps it down to Caves, who kicks it back out to Bugaisky, back to Caves on the left baseline. Now Bachman, knocked away by Andrew Sampson. Bachman able to pull it in. Now right wing, it goes to Brudzinski for three. Can't hit, but Caves gets the rebound for Minooka. Now it's Bugaisky on the left wing. Andriano got a back door, just lost. He had a wide open shot, just lost the ball, and Andrew Sampson came up with it. Now Chloe McCarthy gives to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Andrea Sampson. Kelsey Legg with it out between the circles. Got to protect it with Bachman guarding you out there. Deja Range has it on high left side. Bounces for Lexi Tucker. Now it's Kelsey Legg. Gives to Lexi Tucker back door. Lays it up and in. Nice feed. Kelsey Legg to Lexi Tucker. Lays it up and in. And it's 23-17. 4:15 to play first half.
And I think Bugaisky just traveled again when she tried to pick her dribble up.
Now they just lose the ball out of bounds. Somebody dribbling baseline just lost it. As the rest of the starters are going to come back in for Minooka, but Bachman's going to go out as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a full line change.
Yeah, Caitlin Hoover coming in, a 5'4 junior, but Johnson, Darden, also Roberts, and Alexa back in. For the Streaks, Emily Miner, Javon Mixon back in. Top of the key, Emily Miner. Right wing, it's Kelsey Legg. Gives to Andrea Sampson out high left side. Andrea on the dribble. Goes right, gets a pick from Emily, lost the ball momentarily, got it back. Hands off to Kelsey Legg out near midcourt right side. Kelsey's got it out right of the center circle now. Now gives to Yvonne Mixon. In the paint, it goes to Andrea Sampson, 12-footer up and good. I thought, man, that was a tough shot because she kind of went up sideways.
Right.
Was kind of able to square herself in the air and got it up and in. She's got five and make it 23-19 now. Streaks creeping back in. And it goes to Johnson down on the block. Leans in.
Oh, blocked.
Shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon. Great athletic play by Yvonne. I'm sure Johnson's probably not used to that. Now Emily Miner faces up on Johnson, gets behind her, fakes, goes up, and gets the call but can't get it to fall. So Johnson, Savannah Johnson, picks up the foul. The 6-foot junior, and she's big. But, boy, that was a great defensive play by Yvonne as Johnson faced up, went straight up with it. Yvonne went straight up, blocked it away. Emily Miner to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the afternoon, or of this game anyway. Now it's 23-20, Minooka. 3:17 to play first half. Second shot for Emily Miner, up and good.
Shot by Emily to step up and hit two big ones. Now Streaks back within two. And here's the press.
Full court pressure now. There's still Robert still looking. Finally gets it across and got it to Alexa. Now she drives down the left side and misses a shot. I'm not sure if maybe Yvonne got a piece of that one as well. Emily Miner with a rebound. Down it goes to Chloe McCarthy. To Yvonne running the floor.
Oh,
great play by Sophie Darden. That was a really good play by the sophomore because Yvonne did a great job running the floor. Chloe got it to her. Yvonne goes up with the left hand, and Darden comes from behind and blocks it away.
Yeah, that was a fantastic job to be able to block that from behind and not commit a foul. She did a good job going straight up over the top.
Kelsey inbounds to Emily Miner. Back to Kelsey, right baseline. Fires it from just on top of the three-point arc. Can't hit. Andrea Sampson, weak side rebound. And gets to Chloe McCarthy out near midcourt. Now, and the Streaks turn it over. Pass went to into the backcourt, and coming up with it is Roberts. Now it's Johnson for the high post. Gets to Darden on the left baseline. Darden swings it over to Alexa. Alexa on the right wing, goes baseline, looking for help, gets to Johnson, mid post, now to Darden running
travel.
Out of the lane and travel with it. Oh, you're kidding me. They got it. But he was just looking. They were looking at each other. I thought the official on the baseline was going to call a foul, but it was just kind of a delayed call. The official called the travel. I mean, she caught the ball and she took a couple steps and then gathered herself and tried to shoot. All right, Streaks will bring it back the other way, trailing 23-21. A chance to tie or take the lead with a three. 2:20 to play here in the first half. Right baseline, Emily Miner outside the three-point arc. Back to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Left baseline, Yvonne swings it out to Kelsey out front. Bounces for Andrea. Right wing, penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer. Rolls out, no good. Rebound comes down to Darden. On the dribble, this is Roberts. Top of the key. Roberts, and a steal by Andrea Sampson. Andrea with it. Brings it down the right side. She's going to pull it out as she did not have numbers. Great defensive play. Now gets Emily Miner down on the block. Reverse by Emily. Up off the glass and good. Went around Johnson. Reverse to the left side. Laid it up with a right hand and in. And we are tied at 23-140 to play here in the first half.
Yeah, great athletic move. Really showing the athleticism there by Emily.
Now that time, Johnson gets it down the left block. Fake got Yvonne in the air, but then I don't think she's used to having to do that because she went up and was too hard off the glass. Streaks with a chance to take the lead here. This is Megan Lingenfelter, left wing. Now it's Kelsey Legg between the circles, 1:18 to play. Andrea Sampson, free throw line, kicks back out to Kelsey. Looks like Streaks are content to work a little clock here. Megan Lingenfelter goes to the top of the key, swings it to Andrea. Right wing, wide open three, bounces off, no good. Rebound tapped out by Megan Lingenfelter. Looks like she didn't get called for an over-the-back on that one. Roberts, right wing. Now penetrates, kicks out to Darden out high right side, fires a three, good. And Medica retakes the lead.
I would never have guessed that was going on.
Nope. Yeah, kind of a sidewinder.
Right. Not a very typical-looking shot, I'll say.
And the Streaks turn it over with 40 seconds left. Tried a quick touch pass. Megan tried to get it back to Andrea, just way overthrew her. And the Streaks turned it over with 40.6 to play, trailing 26-23. So the Streaks made a run, had a chance to take the lead. Now Minooka back up by three, and they've got the ball with 40 to play in the half.
Streaks 11 turnovers already in this game. They had 11 all of last game.
Roberts looking for some help. Finally gets to Bachman, who's back in. Bachman down the right side of the lane, kicks out for Alexa. Now it's Johnson from straight on, about an 18-footer. Can't hit it, but Alexa got the rebound. And, yeah, travel.
She was hopping on one foot.
Now a three-pointer on the right wing, up and good by Roberts.
Well, you know, if you're not going to call those violations, it's giving them all kinds of extra opportunities because she's hopping down on the baseline on one foot.
Megan Lingenfelter for three, left wing, missed it at the buzzer. We played one half of basketball, so we were tied at 23, and the Indians go on a run to end the half. At halftime, it is Minooka 29, Galesburg 23. We'll come back with our halftime report. We will run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats as well. Streaks trail 29-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer, Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy three tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for four tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy three, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you four beautiful tires for the price of three, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Manuka Indians. 29-23 is our halftime score. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Well, the Streaks were a winner earlier today. They defeated Providence Catholic 59-56, came back from 13 down in the second half to win that one. Galesburg High boys a winner 48-42. As they were a winner over these Manuka Indians early today, that down at John Thiel Gym. Let's see, the sophomore girls a winner earlier today. They defeated Providence Catholic, and then they lost here just before this game. 45-34 was the final on that one. Peoria High a winner on the boys' side in the first game down at John Thiel Gym today. And one more boys game coming up tonight, 7:40 pregame, 8 o'clock scheduled tip. The Galesburg Silver Streak boys will take on the Maine South Hawks at John Thiel Gym. Brad Bunowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you again around 7:40 for the pregame, 8 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. The rest of the upcoming schedule looks like this. As far as the King tournament on Monday on the girls' side, Morton and Peoria High play at 2 in Peoria. LP and Riverdale play at Riverdale. Lincoln takes on Peoria Notre Dame down in Lincoln. Providence and Manuka will play here at this gym in Manuka. Galesburg and the Bloomington Purple Raiders. The Streaks coming up on Monday afternoon around 1:40 for the pregame 2 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. On the boys' side of things, the Streaks, the boys will play again twice on Monday. They will take on Peoria High, 10:06 pregame, 10:30 tip Monday morning. Brad and Steve will have that, followed by the girls and Bloomington a little bit later on. Then at 6:40, 7 o'clock tip, the boys take on Dunlap for the third time this season. And that'll be, again, a 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip. And we'll join the Illinois Fighting Illini in progress after that one. They'll be on the road at Nebraska. The girls will be on the road at United Township for Western Big Six Conference game next Thursday night. The boys will host Quincy on Friday. And then the girls will have two next Saturday at home, LaSalle Peru and Morton. 11:40 pregame, 5:40 pregame for those two. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks trail 29-23. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Discover Rio's best kept secret, the wine cellar. This Vegas hidden gem showcases over 10,000 wine bottles from around the world. Chippendales is the ultimate Las Vegas girls' night out. Nightly at the Rio, 8:30 and 10:30. Dine, dance, and drink 51 stories above Sin City at Voodoo Rooftop Nightclub. Flair bartenders keep the party going. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Anything under your vehicle that affects drivability, we can fix it. Tires, shocks, brakes, wheel alignment, even air conditioning. Just give us a call.
You better call Dave's.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly clear with a low of 1 tonight. Partly sunny with a high of 21 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cloudy with snow likely on our low down around 11. Monday for Martin Luther King Day, partly sunny with snow likely early on, high of 13. And then Monday night, mostly cloudy skies, overnight low dropping down around negative 5. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 14 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Manuka High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Manuka Indians 29-23. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks, pretty decent balance. 6 points from Yvonne Mixon to lead the way. A couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Andrea Sampson on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Emily Miner on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Kelsey Legg on a three-pointer. Let's see, 2 points for Megan Lingenfelter on a basket. Lexi Tucker with 2 points on a basket. 1 point for Chloe McCarthy on 1 for 2 from the line. The streaks, a couple of three-pointers, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. For the Indians, they were led by Sierra Bachman, 9 points on 4 baskets and 1 for 1 from the line. 5 points for Sophie Darden on a 3 and a 2. 3 points for Allison Bugaiski on a 3. 4 points for Savannah Johnson on a couple of baskets. 2 for Zoe Caves on a basket. And they were 2 for 3 from the line. 3 three-pointers in the first half for the Indians.
Turnover situation even. Both teams turned the ball over 11 times. Rebound situation even. Both teams got 13 rebounds. And they each had 6 offensive rebounds. Minooka shooting, though, 12 of 23, so just shy of 50%, just above 50%. Streaks, on the other hand, 8 of 23, so they're just shy of just above 33%. So that's really where it boils out there.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Getting ready to start the second half here. Streaks trail 29-23. It'll be Streaks basketball to start the second half. They come out with Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy, Yvonne Mixon, Emily Minert, and Andrea Sampson.
It's where you kind of want to make a statement, get some points right away, and hopefully a stop and more points. Get this thing right back into a one-possession game.
Kelsey Legg brings across right side, picks up, looking for some help. Finally gets to Chloe McCarthy right of the center circle. Now Yvonne Mixon with it. This is Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Drives, goes to the free throw line. 15-footer up. Off the mark. Rebound. Unfortunately, both Yvonne and Emily there, and neither one of them could reel it in. And Minooka will bring it back the other way. This is Darden, top of the key, left wing. It's Bachman. Bachman dribbles, goes right down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Darden on the right baseline. Emily Miner closes out. Now gets to Johnson in the paint. 8-footer is up and missed it. Rebound grabbed by Emily Miner. Outlet to Kelsey Legg.
Emily got away with a little bit of a hop step.
Yeah, she came down off balance on 1 foot, took a little hop. Now a nice feed from Chloe McCarthy to Yvonne Mixon, but the ball came in low, and Darden was able to tie her up. And possession arrow points toward the Indians.
I think it was actually Roberts that got the tie up. Yeah, I think she came underneath. Was able to tie her up from the baseline.
This is Roberts on the dribble, top of the key, goes left, picks up, looks for help, and gets to Alexa.
I don't think Chloe recognized right away that Alexa had that ball go off her foot because it was rolling on the ground.
This is Roberts, left wing, now Darden with it, out high on the left side. Left wing, it goes to Alexa. Down on the left block, it goes to Johnson. Turns up off the glass and in.
Well, that's what she wants. She wants to make sure she gets Yvonne behind her so that she can use her body to just turn on her.
Now Chloe gets to Yvonne. And, boy, Johnson ran right into her and took the ball away. A no call. I mean, Yvonne came down, and Johnson bodied her up and knocked her back and took the ball away from her. Right wing, this is Darden with it. Top of the key, Bachman spins at the free throw line, down the right side lane, scoops it up and in. That was a good move by Sierra Bachman.
Yeah, she's a nice
11.
Looking player.
Yeah.
Streaks now down
and
by 10.
And a near
10.
Steal by Darden. She knocked it away at midcourt. Streaks will get it back down 33-23, 6:07 to play here in the third quarter. So it's more Minooka coming out and making a statement here to start the second half.
Exactly what the Streaks need to do, Minooka did to them.
Chloe McCarthy on the dribble, right side, and had a pick there, didn't use it, and the ball got knocked away. Fortunately, it goes back to the Streaks.
Yeah, Alexa able to knock that ball out of her hands.
Fortunately, Emily Miner didn't jump out and try to help her out there on the pick. And now Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:59 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 33-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you to get that hair on your head growing so you can shave it off and help kids with cancer on Saturday, March 3rd. Galesburg Shave for Kids benefiting St. Baldrick's will be from noon to 6 that day at Sidetracks. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. Get the new gray WGIL button stuck to you and you could win up to $500 cash. Find out where to get it for free at WGIL.com.
5:59 to play third quarter. Streaks now trail by 10. 33-23. Streaks have yet to score here in the second half. Streaks basketball. Chloe McCarthy will inbound from the near sideline out near midcourt. Manuka still playing that man-to-man defense. Usually that's something the Streaks can take advantage of, but haven't been able to do it so much here this afternoon. Kelsey Legg on the dribble right side, working against Bachman, gets by her, stops and pulls up and gets fouled from, I guess it'll be, she's just inside the three-pointer. I've never seen Kelsey do that, stop and pop off the dribble there from about 18 feet.
It's going to be against Roberts.
So Roberts picks up the foul. That is her first. Kelsey Legg goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 3 points on a three-pointer in the first half.
First foul of the half for either team.
First free throw up and good by Kelsey Legg.
Kelsey came into the day as 62% free throw shooter on the season.
We're right. We have the what I guess you would call the student section right next to us. About eight kids that showed up.
Literally right
and
next
I don't,
to
and
us.
And I don't think they're normally here the way it looked at halftime, as they thought they were going to go out and play some basketball at halftime. Second shot was no good by Kelsey Legg. It's 33-24. Kelsey knocks it away. Roberts gets it back. Now Johnson
this
on high left side and travel
okay.
with it. Yeah.
I'll take the travel, but it could have been a foul, too, because she took one of those big arms and hit Andrea in the head with it.
So Johnson travels. Streaks get it back on the turnover and can try to cut into this nine-point lead. Kelsey Legg bounces to John Mixon, left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Chloe brings it back out high and swings it over to Andrea, right wing. Now it is Yvonne Mixon, left wing, Andrea Sampson.
Oh, that should have probably been a double triple. Yeah.
As Alexa bodies up on her, and they're going to call the foul.
Wow. Andrea threw an elbow, and I thought that was going to get called, but instead it's Alexa getting called.
I think she had bumped her initially and then kind of trying to get her off. And usually, it's usually that retaliation that gets called, but he didn't blow the whistle quickly, but by the time he did, we thought maybe they were going to call Andrea for the offensive foul.
Yeah, because she brought the arm back. Because you're right, and I don't know. She might have just been losing her balance and tried to readjust, but, that was another good steal.
Yep.
Oh, an offensive foul called on Bachman.
Wow, Bachman made a really nice steal. I mean, Andrea just started to put the ball on the floor. Bachman tapped it away, and then we thought Andrea was going to get called for a reach, but they say Bachman used her off arm and pushed off on Andrea, and that's what Coach Liberatore is talking about. He thought they were going to call the reach. Wow.
Well, so that's two on Bachman. I will tell you that I do think she used her off arm to swipe back at her, but that being said, I have never seen that called. It's always the girl that just got the ball taken from her gets the foul called against her.
So that's two on Sierra Bachman. Out high right side, Kelsey Legg. Backdoor pass, Emily Miner, and Emily had to save it inbounds. Yeah, it was too high, and then Streaks turned over. This is Bachman on the run right side, blows right pass, and Kelsey Legg getting a call for the foul.
Probably not a bad foul there by Kelsey, because Bachman was going to otherwise have a wide-open layup, but...
First foul on Kelsey. Sierra Bachman goes to the free throw line for two shots. She's got 11 points in the game. 4:48 to play. Third quarter. Streaks trail 33-24. Sierra Bachman. 5'7 junior. Puts the first one up and in.
It's two for two from the stripe now.
Megan Lingenfelter, Deja Rain, Jan Lauren Campbell check back in. Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, and Chloe McCarthy get a break.
Indian Lee back up to 10.
Bachman, second shot up and good. 13 for Bachman, 35-24, an 11-point lead now. Left wing, Lauren Campbell. On the dribble, goes baseline, pulls back out to the wing. And gives to Kelsey Legg. The ball got knocked away, and it's going to go back to Minoka. That's one thing the Streaks have had trouble with, exchanges in close throughout this season.
Yes, for sure.
Not protecting the ball, letting a defender get a hand in between or whatever the case may be. Bachman has a left wing, drives right, gets a pick, goes to the free throw line, gives to Alexa, now right wing. And we're going to have a bump called on, I think, Megan Lingenfelter. Is it Megan or Deja?
Deja.
Deja picks up her first foul. And it was Andriano who's back in that took the contact. Emily Miner goes to the bench. Yvonne Mixon back in. 4:20 to play third quarter. Streets trail 35-24. Inbound comes to Bachman in the paint. Scoops the shot up. Can't hit. And the rebound kept alive by Bachman. Andriano able to run it down on the right baseline. She's just everywhere.
Yeah.
This is Alexa. Gives to Andriano. Now it's Bachman out high left side. Bachman on the dribble. Kicks out right side to Bugaiski, who's back in. Now Bachman on the right wing. Bachman fakes, goes baseline, and Megan's going to get called for the push. Kind of, the only reason I don't like that call is, Megan was leaning on her, but wasn't really pushing. They've been kind of letting that go most of the game, but Megan Lingenfelter with a handoff gets called for the push. That's her first foul, 13 foul. Inbound, tie up. Good job by Kelsey Legg tying up Bachman there. And the possession arrow goes toward the Streaks.
Well, it's interesting because Coach Liberatore, depending on who he has in the game, plays almost two different styles of basketball. When Darden and Johnson are in the game, they have more of a traditional post game going on. When this group is in the game together, they play more of an open, free-flowing offense.
Megan Lingenfelter to Kelsey Legg. Now back to Megan, right baseline. Now mid-block, it goes to Deja Range, back out to Kelsey. Now Megan, now Kelsey, left wing, Lauren Campbell with it. Lauren lost her footing, turned it over. This is Bugaiski on the run down the right side, lays it up in, and Kelsey got called for the foul. And it, would have been fine, but she swung the arm at the end, and I don't even know if she got a piece of it.
Right.
If you swing the arm, you're going to get the call.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I'm sure Coach Massey would tell her, too, if you're going to do that, make sure they get the shot off. What good does it do to swipe after she's already putting the shot up and in?
Andrew Sampson back in. Also, Emily Miner back in.
Chalkley's going to come in for Kelsey Legg.
So, Lauren Campbell, Deja Range, and Kelsey Legg go to the bench with 3:21 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing 37-24. Bugaiski gets the free throw line, hits the back iron, falls through. She's got six, and make it 38-24.
Streaks only have 1 point in this quarter.
Yvonne Mixon gets to Emily Miner, top of the key. Now Riley Chalkley out near the center circle. Riley dribbles right, picks up, looks for help. And over three, Yvonne, but Megan able to run it down out near midcourt on the left side. Megan Lingenfelter to Riley Chalkley. Riley crosses over.
Bachman tried for the kick on the ball, and I thought she was going to trip Riley.
That's what I thought. Riley on the dribble, gets a pick, goes to the right wing, picks up. Now to Yvonne Mixon. Over the top it goes to Emily Miner. High-low, Emily lays it up and in.
Good high-low game.
Yeah, nice job by Yvonne getting it to Emily. 38-26, Streaks trail by 12, 2:38 to play in the third. Now this is
Emily's going to get called for the foul on Andriano.
And Emily gets a piece of her. Just her first foul in the ball game. Sydney Andriano is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She was 1-for-2 in the first half. She's got 3 points. 2:33 to play in the third. She's trailing 38-26.
Is Windham 4A? They're 4A.
Yes, they are. Yep. Used to be 3A, but they're up in 4A now, yeah. First one was up and good by Andriano. 5'10 senior. Hits both. And now it's a 40-26 lead with 2.5 to play here in the third quarter. Riley Chalkley across midcourt in the center circle. Bounces for Emily Miner. Now Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Riley Chalkley out high right side. Out high left side, Megan Lingenfelter. Back to Emily Miner, top of the key. Right baseline to Andrea Sampson for three. Too strong. Rebound. Yvonne Mixon up off the glass. Can't hit. And second one goes to Bachman. Sierra Bachman on the dribble, on the run, down the right side of the lane. Nobody cut her off and missed it. Riley Chalkley bothered her on the shot, and that's going to be a foul on Sierra Bachman. That's going to be her third foul, as she and Riley Chalkley were fighting for the ball, and she got a piece of Riley, and that's her third. That could be a difference maker. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Well, looks like Coach Liberatore is going to leave her in.
Well, they have a 14-point lead.
Yeah.
Thought probably might be, I'm guessing, is that.
And she could have gotten one right there. Just swiped it from Riley Chalkley down the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. But you know what? If I'm Coach Liberatore, the only reason I don't like that play is you're risking your fourth foul with a couple minutes left in the third quarter. But a nice defensive play by Bachman. Riley Chalkley. Now she Bachman steals it away again in the trap. Bachman left side. Gets around up off the glass and in on the left side. And now timeout called by Coach Libertori with 1:27 to play in the third quarter. And looking out with a 44-26 lead.
Full timeout.
Oh, full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks trail 44-26. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold. Whoa. Mold can trigger asthma in kids young and old. Come on and clean up the mold. Whoa. Clean up the mold in your house.
Whoa. This song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Well, Streaks were down 29-23 at halftime. Now 1:27 to play here in the third quarter. And Streaks with 3 points here in the second half, and now trail 44-26 to the Minooka Indians.
Yeah, you wanted to come out and use this as a statement quarter, but instead Minooka's come out and they've used it as a statement quarter and just come right after the Streaks. And the defense has gotten so aggressive at this point, the Streaks are having problems just keeping getting into their offense.
When I saw that time when Bachman came down there offensively after the steal, I saw a little change in the Streaks' body language, which you don't like to see from this team.
Right.
This is Andrea Sampson in the center circle, 1:14 to play. Kelsey Leg out high right side. Bouncer Steve Von Mixon down on the right block. Up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled by Andriano. Nice job. Good feed from Andrea Sampson from the baseline and bounces in for Yvonne. She puts it up and in and has a chance at a three-point play. That's 8 for Yvonne with 1:09 to play here in the third.
Yvonne has not shot many free throws on the season, but she's 2 for 2 in this game.
And hits the first. Or actually, the only one, yeah. Converts a three-point play. 9 now for Yvonne. And make it 44-29. Near steal. Ball goes to the floor. And I thought it was going to be a tap. Now Emily dives after. Now Andrea Sampson comes away with it. Lays it up and in. Great hustle by the Streaks. 7 for Andrea. 44-31. 52 seconds to play. This is where it hurts them not having Bachman in there against the press. Now it gets knocked away from Bugaisky. Going to go back to the Indians on the near sideline, near midcourt, in the backcourt. 47.4 to play in the quarter.
Streaks are going to back off here, but I would have been tempted to go right after Bugaisky one more time because they were going to have to inbound the ball in the backcourt.
Yeah, just a sophomore, only 5'2". She's got some quickness, but she's no quicker than our players. Now Kay's wide open under the basket. Andriano got behind the Streaks defense, and she lays it up and in and make it 46-31. Andrea Sampson, right wing, goes baseline, pulls up with a 15-footer, no, but she's fouled. The foul is going to go against Brooke Brodzinski, so Andrea Sampson will go to the free throw line with two shots. 46-31, Minooka with 27 seconds to play here in quarter number three. I think he's used just about everybody on his bench, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know that he... Caitlin Dre, I don't remember. Or Catherine Dre, I don't remember.
Maybe she's probably
the only
one. But
I don't even know if she's over there.
Yeah. I mean, the one player on this end of the bench, I'm not... Because I think everybody else...
Kinsler.
Kinsler, that's right. 55, the big 6-foot junior hasn't been in. I think she's about the only one, though. Andrea hit the first, 46-32, 27 seconds to play. 7, 8, now 9 for Andrea Sampson as she hits both. And she'll be replaced by Megan Lingenfelter, so she'll get a break here to end the third quarter. Full court pressure from the Streaks. They trail 46-33. And Minooka breaks it easy this time. Caves, though.
For some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why she put that shot up.
Well,
about 17
and then the Streaks
the right
get the rebound,
yeah.
So.
Well, guys, you got the rebound. Now this is Brodzinski. Free throw line is Andriano. Left wing goes to Bugaisky with 8 seconds to play. Right wing, this is Hoover. Now Caves. Bugaisky with 2 seconds to play fires a quick three, airballs it. At the end of the quarter, we played three quarters of basketball. It is Minooka 46, Galesburg 33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Minooka Indians 46-33. Tom Erdith there, Gibson at Minooka High School. Minooka with the basketball to start the final quarter. Bugaisky bottled up at midcourt, gets it off to Hoover. Hoover on the dribble left side underneath, and it goes to Bachman, able to save it back in. Hits it to Andriano, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Rebound caves, blocked by Emily Miner. Emily with a rebound, and shouldn't that have been a double dribble? She bounced it after the block and then picked it up and dribbled again. But the Streaks have it. Kelsey Legg with it. Gets to Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. High post, tried to get it inside to Emily Miner, and she got fouled from behind. I think Caves is going to get the call.
Yep.
That will be Zoe Caves' first foul. So, let's see, 17th foul. So, that's going to put Emily Miner to the free throw line for a chance to win a bonus as Darden and Johnson check back in, and they replace Caves and Andriano. So, Emily Miner with a chance to win a bonus. She's got 6 points in the ball game here this afternoon.
Emily on the season, a 66% free throw shooter, but she did hit two earlier, so we've got that.
Missed it, but Yvonne Mixon with the rebound and gets fouled by Johnson immediately. Got her on the arm. Yvonne did a great job, brought the ball down, kept it above her head, went right back up. Johnson got her on the arm. That's her second foul, so Yvonne Mixon to the free throw line with two shots. She's hit her only three in this ball game. She's got 9 points. 7.5 to play in the ball game and missed that one. Announcer's jinx.
Yeah.
Now we got a timeout. 30-second timeout called by Ray Liberatore. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home with a lifetime warranty. They provide our transportation to all streets, road games, driving really nice pre-owned 2015 Nissan Rogue. It's kind of a nice dark red color, black leather interior, heated seats, got the backup camera, the overhead view camera, and everything you would want in a vehicle. Really, really nice one. And the great thing right now, I said lifetime, home of the lifetime warranty, pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes this. It's a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, doesn't cost you anything. This is for all vehicles 5 years old or newer that are under 80,000 miles. Check them out. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street, Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Second shot up and good by Yvonne Mixon. So she's got 10 in the game, 46-34, just a 12-point deficit for the Streaks. This is Bachman. She's in, breaks the full-court press, a nice no-look pass to Johnson, wide open on the right side.
Well, that's a tough thing for Yvonne right there is you have to make a decision, and she came off to stop the dribble.
Andrea missed a three right wing. Megan Lingenfelter with the rebound. Andrea to Emily mid-post, drives past Johnson, kicks back out to Kelsey, top of the key. She'll penetrate, and it's tapped away again by Bachman. Now it's Bugaisky down the right side, lays it up, missed it. And Bachman there for the rebound. Bachman just has a nose for the ball. Now a nice dish from Bachman to Darden and missed the easy shot. But Darden gets her own rebound after Johnson tapped around. Now Yvonne Mixon with a block and gets the rebound.
Who shot that?
Darden. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Goes baseline, now kicks back out to Kelsey Legg. Top of the key, Yvonne Mixon, left wing, Megan Lingenfelter. Megan puts it on the floor. Kicks back out to Kelsey Legg near the timeline, and the Streaks are going to turn it over. Pass was a little bit low. Kelsey couldn't hang on. The ball went in the backcourt. Streaks turn it over.
She was slow going after it.
6:36 to play the ball game. Streaks trail by 12. Had an opportunity there to cut into it a little bit.
Trail by 14.
48-34 now. They still had 46 up there. That's why. They just put the other two. Now, this is back in Roberts.
And this would be a steal for Megan and a foul on Darden. Wow.
What'd they call?
I don't know how that's a foul on Megan. Is that who they called that on?
Looks like it. Yeah, he looked like he put 12 up there.
She had the steal.
And the whistle blew. By the time the whistle blew, Kelsey Legg had the ball, and she had gotten bumped from behind. I have no idea what happened there. That's two on Megan Lingenfelter. Right wing, it's Darden. Between the circles, Roberts. Now high left side, it goes to Alexa. Free throw line, high post. This is a now travel called
this
on
is
Darden.
The proverbial makeup call.
So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court, trailing 48-34 with 6:12 to play. Kelsey Legg on the dribble. And Bachman nearly gets another one, tapped it away. Now the pass goes awry, and it got knocked away, and a tie-up called. And the
Streaks are going to keep it.
Fortunately for the Streaks, it points their direction. Man, when Bachman's around the ball anywhere, you gotta protect it. You gotta use your off arm not to push off, but to protect yourself from Darden reaching in and tapping it away.
Well, the Streaks are essentially down by. There's a nice easy look from Kelsey to Yvonne for the layup.
Yeah, they let her get free on that inbound, make it 48-36. Now trapped up is Roberts, and somehow dribbles out of trouble. Still in the backcourt is Darden. And they nearly get across. Knocked away, though, and stolen by Yvonne Mixon. And now her pass gets knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks, though, at midcourt. So the Streaks a chance to cut it to 10.
But what I was going to say was the Streaks are essentially down by 5 to 7 possessions, now 6. And you can't be sloppy with the basketball. You got to start playing and really getting cherishing it so you can at least get shots up. I mean, the turnovers, they're up to 22 turnovers in this game.
Yvonne Mixon, and her pass knocked away and stolen. This is Bachman down the left side. She lost the handle, finally got it back, and scoops it over to Darden. She lays it up and in. Great recognition by Bachman. Darden now with 7. And Andrea Sampson, right baseline from 10, can't hit. Weak side rebound. It's going to go
ball,
off
right?
of, yeah, I think it'll go off of Alexa last. Streaks will get it back now. Back to a 14-point lead, 50-36 with 5:10 to play. Had a chance to possibly cut it to single digits with a 3. And it comes to Emily Miner. She'll fire the 3 left wing. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Johnson. I don't know if that's the shot Coach Matthew wanted, but she was wide open, and she was close on it.
Oh, there's a reason she's wide open.
Yeah. Now foul. They're going to say Yvonne Mixon reached from behind on got Johnson. That'll be about the 6th or 7th team foul now.
I think
that's
7th,
so that's going to put Johnson to the free throw line with a chance of the 1 and bonus. So that is... See, I had Yvonne for 2. The board has her for 3.
I did, too.
So Savannah Johnson goes to the free throw line. 6-foot junior for Minooka. She's first one is up and good. She'll get the bonus. This is going to be a really good team next year. Johnson and Bachman, both just juniors. Bugaisky, just a sophomore. They've only got 2 seniors on the roster. Roberts and... Caves, who have played quite a bit but don't handle the ball too much. Both free throws good for Johnson. Kelsey Legg out high right side, fires a 3, missed it. Rebound Emily Miner. Goes inside against Johnson, lays it up, rolls off too strong. Now the ball gets tapped around and Bachman comes away with it again. Bachman, 2-on-2 break. Down the right side, up off the glass and in. It's her first basket of the fourth quarter. 54-36. Back down by 18. With 4.5 minutes to play. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter bounces for Yvonne Mixon down on the block, and she got fouled, and it's going to go, I'm not sure if it's Darden or Johnson. I think Darden. If it's Johnson, that's her 3rd.
Coach Massey's going to bring the bench crew in. And
Johnson did pick it up. That's her 3rd.
The unfortunate thing for the Streaks is that there isn't really a bench crew for Minooka, as they played everybody just about.
Right. Yvonne's first free throw went in and out. That was no good. So Caitlin Pendergast in, Riley Chalkley in, Lexi Tucker, and Anna Gugliotta in for the first time this afternoon. Deja Range waits to replace Yvonne Mixon. 4:23 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 54-36. Second shot for Yvonne is up and good. 13 in the ballgame for Yvonne.
54-37. Streaks trail by 17.
This will be Roberts to bring it across 4. Minooka. Top of the key goes to Darden. Underneath, great job by Deja Rain. That should be
streaked ball.
Yeah, Deja did a nice job of fronting Johnson. They tried to get over the top. Deja able to get a hand on it, and Johnson couldn't hold on and lost it out of bounds. As now Coach Liberatore is going to clear his bench. Well, he's going to bring four new players in, and Roberts will stay on the floor of those players. So Kinsler's the only one that hasn't seen action yet for Minooka. 4:07 to play. Streaks trail 54-37. Riley Chalkley will bring it up for the Streaks. Goes right. Stops on the wing. Picks up. Gets to Deja, top of the key. Now it's Anna Gugliotta. Anna on the dribble to Riley, right wing. Riley Chalkley goes baseline. The runner is up. No good, but she's going to be fouled. And Riley Chalkley will go to the free throw line. And I think Hoover's going to get the call. We'll see. Does go against Hoover. Caitlin Hoover, her first. And Riley Chalkley to the free throw line with two shots with 3:51 to play. First shot is up and good. Riley, of course, missed quite a few games to start the season with some medical issues, and glad to see her back playing. Well, her first action was, so let's see, was it at the holiday tournament, or did she get the one game right before that?
Didn't she play the one game right before that,
the
Notre Dame game?
I think that's right, yeah, Peoria Notre Dame. As she hits both free throws, oh, really going to call a reach on Anna on that one. 54-39, Anna Gugliotta gets called for the foul. That's her first, and we'll walk it back this way, and who's going to go to the line? Looks like Jenna Roberts. So Roberts goes to the free throw line for Minooka. Chance at the one and bonus. 18 fouls now on the Streaks. Made the first. She'll get the bonus. I'd completely forgotten about it. I was watching a throwback game on the NBA Network the other night between the Sixers and the Celtics, Larry Bird, Dr. J, and that was back still when their bonus was three to make two. You got three shots to make two free throws. Roberts hits both, and she goes to the bench, and Bugaitski checks back in for Minooka. 56-39, Minooka leads, 3:43 to play. Shouldn't it be 57 when already 56?
No, 56.
Okay.
It was 54 going into those free throws.
Okay. Riley Chalkley drives right, bounces for Lexi Tucker. Gets it left baseline for Caitlin Pendergast. Try to get inside to Deja Range. It's knocked away before Deja can get to it, and coming away with it is Brodzinski. Left wing, this is Dre.
Good move by Andriano.
And Andriano gets it inside, fakes, puts it on the floor, goes up and in. She's got nine in the game, make it 58-39. Minooka, Riley Chalkley gets bumped, no call. The ball goes out of bounds. Really, I understand it's late and it's a 19-point game, but it was still a foul.
Well, and we just called one.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Streaks trail 58-39. This is Bugaitski. Out high on the right side, it goes to Hoover. Back out to Dre. Left wing, Bugaitski. Bugaitski penetrates, stops. Kicks out to Hoover, right side. Right baseline, it goes to Brodzinski.
Travel.
He had to point out the spot on the floor it happened before he actually made the call. 2:48 to play, 58-39, Streaks trail. Gales Guy boys basketball coming up a little bit later on. They'll take on the Maine South Hawks, and that'll be 8 o'clock scheduled tip-off around 7:40 for the pregame. Now a reach is going to be called on Bugaitski. Or was it away from the ball? I'm not sure.
No, I think they got by.
Yeah, they did call Bugaitski.
Oh, then he threw up another number. Yeah, it's
Andrew
Dre.
And so Deja Range is going to the free throw line. So that one happened away from the ball. So Deja goes to the free throw line with two shots with 2:38 left and bounces the first one through.
Deja came in front of the season as a 44% free throw shooter.
Kinsler checks in for Minooka, so they've used all their players on the bench. Second shot is up and good for Deja Range. 58-40 Streaks trail, 2:35 to play in the ball game. Mike Bugaitski with it, right wing to Hoover. Goes baseline, kicks back to Bugaitski, left baseline for three, missed it, rebound comes out long, and it's run down, and it's going to go back to the ooh. Thought the ball went off of Brodzinski last, but they say that Lexi Tucker hit it last, so it'll go back to Minooka.
Deja made both those free throws, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the scoreboard almost only has a
four. Near steal by Riley Chalkley, and she nearly gets tackled as she's picking up the ball in possession arrow points toward Minooka. Let's see, checking in for the Streaks will be Audrey Peck, the 5'10 freshman, as she'll replace Deja Range. 2:20 to play in the ballgame, Streaks trailing 58-40. This is Hoover, penetrates, runner in the paint, up off the glass and in. Hoover's first basket, 60-40 Streaks trail. Riley
should be 41. They didn't count the second free throw
right.
For Deja.
Riley Chalkley for three, off the front iron, and trying to run down the rebound. Caitlin Pendergast, I'm going to say that the ball hit the baseline, so it goes back the other way. See Kiara Pendleton, the sophomore, is dressed with the varsity Streaks here this afternoon. Out high right side, this is Hoover. Top of the key goes to Kinsler, or rather that was Dre. Now Dre has the right side down the lane, put it up, no good, and a blocking foul is going to go against Anna Gugliotta. I mean, there may have been some contact there eventually after the travel. So, to the free throw line, it is Zoe Caves with two shots. 1:38 to play, first one is up and good. 61-40.
One.
As Tiara Pendleton checks in for the first time, her first varsity action as a Silver Streak. Second shot up, no good. Rebound, Anna Gugliotta gives to Riley Chalkley. Riley across midcourt right side, gets it to Caitlin Pendergast left wing. Now Riley Chalkley. Now it's Tiara Pendleton with it. Gives to Lauren Livingston. Now Riley Chalkley on high right side, top of the key. Anna Gugliotta puts on the floor, back to Riley Chalkley. Swing it over to Lauren, or rather Caitlin Pendergast, left wing. Now it's Riley Chalkley with it. Two Tiara Pendleton gets behind the defense left side, up and in, and she's fouled.
That was from Caitlin, right?
No, I think it was Riley that got
Riley threw it into her?
Yeah. So I got to get Tiara here in the book. I didn't have her down. I didn't see she was dressed.
Missed the free throw. Rebound came down to Dre.
3-pointer
up in the good.
Wow, who was that? That was Hoover from the left wing. Caitlin Hoover. Make it 64-42. 53 seconds to play. Oh, that's right. They just don't have it up on the board. Riley Chalkley right side. Anna Gugliotta between the circles. Dribbles right. And bounces. Ball got loose and it's taken away by Brodzinski. Now it's Bugajski with 34 seconds to play. Bugajski down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Brodzinski. Now it is Caves. Now Bugajski has it between the circles. 23 to play. Hoover top of the key, dribbles right. Right wing to Caves. Caves holds on, right baseline to Hoover. 12 seconds to play. Hoover penetrates, puts it up.
Oh,
got
God.
It. And where was the contact?
Jesus.
Who did he call it on?
It's got to be
Caitlin Pendergast.
Pendleton. No, he called Pendergast.
Yeah.
I meant.
But, okay. Hoover will go to the free throw line. Missed the shot and rebound run by down by Tiara Pendleton. 6 seconds to play. Riley Chalkley across midcourt. Tiara Pendleton to. Oh, and.
One last turnover.
Audrey Peck went up in the air to make the pass, and time runs out. Streaks fall 66-43 as the final score as they fall to the Minooka Indians. Tough one for the Streaks here this afternoon. Minooka moves to 12-6 on the season. The Streaks back drive back below 500 at 10-11 now. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 66-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, filet of fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McRib. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
My name is Tom, and I'm currently cancer-free thanks to Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center. I'm the lead singer in a band that's been around since the 60s. So when I was diagnosed with a tonsillar tumor, I was fighting for my voice, my livelihood, and my life. I started researching non-surgical options that might shorten my recovery time and save my vocal cords. I discovered something I'd never heard of, proton therapy.
Proton therapy is a precise form of radiation treatment ideal for brain, breast, head and neck, lung, pediatric, and prostate tumors because it targets only the tumor, minimizing damage to surrounding healthy tissue and vital organs.
Thanks to Northwestern Medicine, I'm still singing today.
Northwestern Medicine Chicago Proton Center is the only proton therapy treatment center of its kind in Illinois. Better precision, better recovery, better treatments. Go to chicagoprotoncenter.com for more information.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies for tonight with a low of just one above. Partly sunny for tomorrow, a high of 21. Cloudy skies for tomorrow night with snow likely, a low of 11. Partly sunny for Martin Luther King Day with snow likely early in the morning, a high of 13. Mostly cloudy skies for Monday nights, a low of negative 5. And partly sunny on Tuesday, a high of 10. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 11 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Minooka High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to 10-11 on the season. They lose to the Minooka Indians by a final score of 66-43. What do we think? Eric just went to check the official score, see what they had, because he had us for 42, and when I was sure what the official score had us for 42, I had 43. But okay, what's the final verdict? Was it 42 or 43?
Since it makes a lot of difference,
yeah. Well, yeah,
it was 43. She missed a 2-pointer in her book. She actually only had 41. I'm like, oh, so you have 41? Then there was the scoreboard is 42, and I have 43. And
okay,
she said we recounted everything and we found where the points were.
So I was right for a change. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
All right, so the Shrieks fall 66-43 was the final score. They fall to the Minooka Indians, who are now 12-6. It's a pretty good ball club, but that, I mean, they're going to be a way better team next year. I mean, the Bachman girl, she's impressive. I mean, she plays the way we thought, you know, maybe some of our girls would come out. Reminds me, her style of play, a lot like the Townsville's defensively. Just really always around the ball, always active, really, really quick hands.
Only taller and
probably
a better shooter from the mid-range.
So, she ended up, I think, at her for 19 points. But they're an impressive ball team. They're going to be pretty good next year. But being up in 4A, and, you know, probably not going to hear much from them doing
right.
much of anything, though. All right, our final score again, 66-43. Streaks fall to the Minooka Indians. Let's see if Coach is going to be ready to talk to him or not very soon here. Let's go ahead and take a time out here, then we'll come back and get a chance to chat with Coach Massey. Streaks fall 66-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Streaks fall 66-43 to the Minooka Indians. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, you came in against a team this afternoon that defensively and in some ways mirrored you, and probably the best man-to-man defense you've seen against your team this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, not only were they good individually as far as man-to-man defense with it, you know, you look like for them, I want to say 25 is one of the kids.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes, and I don't say this in any means, meaning as an excuse, you get that second game. Some kids that are you know, stronger, more athletic, can begin to step up and dominate. I thought on the ball and stuff that, you know, she picked our pocket several times and stuff. But I thought team-wise, they, you know, their scheme I thought was really, really good. Because what they were doing was anytime we were trying to get in the high-low stuff, they were completely sending somebody off the corner. And we just couldn't make that extra pass to just get it down to that person in the corner.
Yeah, and you had at one point, I think you'd cut it in the second quarter. I think you had, tied it maybe or something, had a chance to take the lead and just couldn't quite get over that hump.
Well, I think we Emily tied on the reverse layup tied it up 23-23.
Right.
And then what happened is just the they scored six straight. And, you know, now I think you're right. Now we came back then in the second half, and it just never kind of bounced back from that.
Again, and I thought defensively your team did some good things, but obviously, I mean, you know, he has a pretty deep bench as well because, you know, the big girl Johnson came out. I thought your girls did a really nice job on her, limiting what she got, and maybe it was kind of tired as well in the Darden girl, but the girls he brought off the bench, it was almost like two different styles of what they did offensively depending on who they had in there.
Yeah, they're good. They were a good team, and, you know, I thought for us – for, you know, it's interesting, my analysis of the day this morning, you know, maybe the first 5.5 minutes we weren't at our best. We didn't have, you know, a toughness in terms of dealing with adversity, and we ended up kind of self-pity about the refs, and then we couldn't have been tougher as far as coming back and winning that game, and so proud of their effort. And then I thought today, you know, what happened to us was early. I thought it was almost like we felt like well, you know, this team shouldn't be that tough in the second game, that, come on, we thought it was going to be easy, and it wasn't. And then I think we kind of righted the ship and got ourselves back in it. And then, like you say, they had the burst at the end of the half, and then at the beginning of the half, we couldn't get anything to score. And, you know, that's kind of been a little bit of our problem this year, of where it's so hard for us to score sometimes that what happens then is we just kind of expect it defensively, that we just kind of put such a burden on our defense, and it's hard to maintain that. And it's almost like, you know, in football it'd be easy to understand the defensive unit would end up be yelling at the offensive unit. We're the same people, but I think sometimes they work so hard defensively, and then we end up still see them kind of going away from us because we're not able to score. But hats off to Manuka. They were pretty good defensively.
This is such a tough stretch, a lot of games in a short period of time. Of course, got postponed on Thursday night, so you still have to see Rock Island coming back on the 29th. But turnaround Monday, a Bloomington team that that played this Manuka team very close. I think it ended up being like a seven-point game that Manuka won. So you see them Monday on the road, again Thursday with the conference game up at UT. That'll be a tough one. And then two on Saturday, including Morton. So, man, one of the toughest stretches of the season. But you hope, I guess, this stretch gets you prepared for what's going to happen come the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And that's kind of what we talked about and said, you know, we could, you know, if we wanted to, I could try and set up a schedule where, you know, we'd still have, you know, the conference losses we did and stuff. But if we wanted to be, you know, right now, you know, 15 and, you know, 3, you know, we could, you know, it'd take some work getting the right schedule, but you could do it. Yeah. My point being is that that, as I said to them, and, you know, if we played so and so and so and so and we were winning those games, we wouldn't be growing. And it's frustrating and stuff, but hopefully what happens is, one, it makes us a better basketball team, but I think also, to be honest, that of these guys, of they really, really seem receptive to listening to stuff, like in the locker room, that usually this time of year that you can tell there's some kids that have tuned you out, and that's not the case, that they're listening to you. And, you know, in terms of learning and stuff, that, you know, like today of the morning game, then this afternoon game, there's a lot of non-basketball lessons that are good that we can talk about and stuff, and hopefully it's a positive experience for them in that way.
Coach, safe travels back to Galesburg. Thanks, as always, for stopping by and talking with us, and we'll see you Monday afternoon.
Yeah, how's Mr. Missouri Valley here? No, do you have a Drake score for us yet?
It was a bad Bradley night, so I'm still worried about that. But let's see if I can pull Drake up. Who are they playing today?
Evansville.
Oh, that one was on the road, too, wasn't it?
Nope, at Des Moines.
At Des Moines, okay.
Well, I know you got a chance to follow them down to SIU and then over to Terre Haute as well
Indiana
in Indiana State.
State.
Yeah.
They're up by 20 late in the second. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
There you go.
78-58.
Makes for a better bus trip now, right?
Last week, ESPN's mock end of the season, they were the 15 seed in the East.
Oh, really? The perfect place.
Well, hopefully, they just continue winning. It's fun for my son. Thanks, guys.
Coach, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys to drive up here.
Thank you so much, Coach. Appreciate it. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and bring you our post-game stats and name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family, but ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks fall to the Minooka Indians 66-43 here this afternoon. They go 1-1 for the day, 1-1 in the Martin Luther King Tournament, then they'll be back at it on Monday. Of course, coming up later on this evening, the Galesburg Eye boys in action take on the Main South Hawks in their second game of the day. They beat Minooka earlier at John Thiel Gym 48-42. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks led in scoring by Yvonne Mixon with 13 points, 4 baskets, 5 for 7 from the line, 9 points for Andrea Sampson. 2 from inside the arc, 1 from outside the arc, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Emily Miner, 2 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Kelsey Legg on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Megan Lingefelter on a basket, 2 for Deja Range on 2 for 2 from the line, 2 for Riley Chalkley, 2 for 2 from the line, 2 for Lexi Tucker on a basket, 2 points for Tara Pendleton on a basket, 0 for 1 from the line, 1 point for Chloe McCarthy on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks 15 for 20 from the line, only hit 2 3-pointers in the ball game. Minooka led by their junior guard Sierra Bachman, 19 points, 8 baskets, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, 10 points for Savannah Johnson. Had to work for those, though. 4 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line, 9 points for Sydney Andriano, 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line, 7 points for Sophie Darden, 2 twos and a 3, 7 points for Caitlin Hoover off the bench, a couple of twos and a 3, 0 for 1 from the line, 6 points for Allison Bugaiski on a 3, a 2 and 1 for 1 from the line, 5 points for Jenna Roberts on a 3 and 2 for 2 from the line, 3 points for Zoe Caves on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. The Indians, 4 3-pointers, 11 for 14 from the free throw line.
Team stat-wise, it was pretty ugly for the Streaks. 27 turnovers in this one, 11 in the first half, 16 in the second half. 17 turnovers from Minooka, so Streaks minus 10 there. Streaks lost the rebounding battle, something that doesn't happen often. 26-23, Minooka with the edge, and a 12-11 edge from Minooka on the offensive boards. Minooka shot the ball 25 of 49 from the field, so better than 50%.
Wow.
4 of 9 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 13 of 36 from the field, 2 of 16 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Pendleton with 1 rebound, Minert with 7 boards, 1 steal, 1 block. Yvonne Mixon, 8 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Anna Gugliotta had a rebound. Lauren Campbell, nothing other than some missed shots. Andrea Sampson had a rebound, an assist, and 3 steals. Riley Chalkley had an assist. Megan Lingenfelter had a rebound and an assist. And Kelsey Legg had a rebound, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block.
Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Time right now to do our final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Tough one, I mean, because the Streaks were in it for a while, and you tie it up at 23, and then you don't score again for quite some time, and then you end up scoring, we got a basket and a free throw about midway through, and then late in that third quarter, you score another 7, so you ended up with 10 for the quarter, but really that lag there early in that third quarter was the difference in the game. But one young lady just really stood out and led the Streaks in scoring, led the Streaks in rebounding, but I think it was more the hustle and what she did defensively. Savannah Johnson ended up with 10 points, but she had to work for everything. She had two baskets early, didn't score in the second quarter, one basket in the third quarter, and a basket, a couple free throws in the fourth, but worked for everything she got. And this young lady, I think, did a heck of a job of slowing her down.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior. Yvonne Mixon ended up with 13 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. So a nice game for Yvonne. And again, defensively, she did a good job of doing her best against Sydney Johnson, who definitely had a size advantage there. But yeah, we're going to go with Yvonne Mixon.
So Yvonne Mixon, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, that's going to wrap things up for a busy Saturday on the girls' side. Still one more boys' game coming up a little bit later on. The Streaks boys hosting the Maine South Hawks tonight in the final game at John Thiel Gym of today's Martin Luther King Tournament. There, Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you. Around 7:40 for the pregame and an 8 o'clock scheduled tip tonight here on WGIO. We'll be back on Monday after the boys. They'll have a game early on Monday. They will take on the Peoria High Lions at 10:30, 10:06 pregame with Brad and Steve on Monday morning. Then the girls will take on the Bloomington Purple Raiders. That'll be 1:40 pregame and a 2 o'clock tip, and then the boys will play again later at 7 o'clock against Dunlap. So split of the day to a tale of two different Streaks teams here today.
Yeah, not a good showing here for the Streaks in the afternoon session. They tied it up at 23, like you said, and then after that gave up a 21-3 run, and that obviously sealed the deal. The first game, I thought we saw some good resiliency. And when the Streaks tied things up here at 23 in this one, Tom, I thought there was a real shot that the Streaks might be able to show that same resilience, getting back and keeping this one close. But unfortunately, when you came out of the locker room, Streaks just looked like they had nothing left in this one.
Well, and really, just seeing the team earlier today and this game later today, it's typical of what this season has been. You're just not sure.
Well, and that's why we're a 500 team.
Right.
Because that is definitely a good showing of a 500 team in a split on a day in which, you know, you came out and won and scrapped out a tough victory in game one, and then kind of when you had to do the same thing in game two, it just became too much of a hill to climb.
All right. Well, thanks to our studio engineers, Nick Simpson and Cody McIntyre. Streaks fall 66-43. That'll wrap it up here for Eric Gibson. Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from Minooka.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Don't miss a thing. Stay connected every hour on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's News.